Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I really hope that all of our episodes are fun, but maybe this is one of the ones I'm looking more forward to, and or I'm more terrified than any of them. I know for those of you that have read the title of it, you're probably in the same place. It seems like when we talk about subjects like video, there isn't a whole lot of middle ground. There is either people who, you know, they kind of grew up dreaming of being a star, and they like the concept of being in front of the camera and being able to be seen by the whole world. And then there's the other people who are just pretty much terrified about the thought of having being filmed at all. You know who you are. You're the ones that whenever we take group pictures at any of the meetings, you're the person who wants to try to hide in the back. Okay, so let's just be honest. We know it. We all understand it. But I want you to remember that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created specifically for a specific purpose, and the world needs you. They don't need your impression of somebody else or who you wish you were. They need who you specifically are and who you were created to be. So now on this topic, I can't stress enough that all we're talking about today is bringing your uniqueness to the world so that the awesome you can be shown and used by the world. You know, for years, I used as my image for my online presence this really great picture. I absolutely loved it. But the truth is it wasn't me. It was a picture of this really cool dog that was using a mouse and actually using, quote-unquote, using a laptop. And at some point, I had to realize that actually I was hiding. I loved the picture, don't get me wrong, but I was using it because I didn't really want to put my face out there. You know, I was older than I had been when I was 19 and the lead singer in a Christian band, and I had gained a considerable amount of weight, and I've talked about that to some of you. But the fact of the matter is that I too needed to bring my uniqueness out to the world because God had created me for a purpose. One of the big purposes is this show, and my being honest with you about my fears, I hope will help some of you too. So here's the good news. Whether you're totally delighted and excited to be in front of the camera, like I was when I was 19, or you're a little fearful and would prefer to hide, like I've been not that long ago, this show is here for you today to be able for you to express your uniqueness in a way that really impacts the world. To help me with this is an absolute expert, Carrie Murphy, the CEO of Inspired Living. I'm so excited to have Carrie with us here today. Carrie is on a mission to empower women of all ages to live their dreams and be all that is possible. So I invite you to join me in welcoming Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Steve. Good morning. Hello, everybody. I'm so great to be on the call today with you, and I love your intro, Steve. I love everything that you said, and if one person is listening to this and says, you know what, I'm going to stop hiding, I'm going to be a little bit bigger and bolder in my message to serve and my commitment to being, then I think we've done a good job. So it's an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I have kind of the inside track because my wife, Kathy, and my daughter, Maya, both know you really well. So I've heard a lot about you. But for folks who don't know you, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to this point.
Well, like you were saying, there's people that, you know, are born and want to be stars, and that was certainly me. I grew up in an entertainment family. My grandmother was a professional singer and model, and my uncle is a professional singer, and my grandfather ran an entertainment paper. So I've been around the entertainment industry since I was little, and I knew at a young age that I really wanted to be on camera, that actually to be, you know, I grew up in the 80s, I'm dating myself, so I actually wanted to be a supermodel, and that didn't really work out for me. But it's so funny because as I grew up, I was always dipping my toe in it. I've been an entrepreneur for 16 years, and on the side, I was always doing TV hosting. I was the local expert for our morning show. I was doing local commercials and spokesperson work. And I did that kind of back and forth. And I think for so many people, like, they put their true passion up on a shelf. They might dip their toe in it every once in a while, but they don't have the belief that they can really pursue it full time. And that was me until 2008. I owned a modeling and talent agency. I was representing and building talent and placing them in feature films and Fashion Week and local media. And the recession hit, and it hit me really hard. And I ended up closing that agency and starting completely over in my 30s. And I finally decided to pursue what it was that I always wanted to. I moved to L.A., and I was working for networks like E! And TV Guide and the Golf Channel and MTV, and was like, oh, my God, this is great. It was validating what I knew I always wanted to do. But the thing was, it wasn't fulfilling my spirit and my soul. And I became a personal development trainer for a year, traveled the world, and led Tony Robbins-type trainings. And really love the mind, love what we're capable of creating if we know what we're capable of. And I think there's so few people that really grasp what they're truly capable of in this world and what God has created them to be and how amazing and unique they are just as they are. And I'll never forget, I was watching videos like so many of us do online, and there's so many coaches and entrepreneurs now that are using video. And Steve, I was watching them, and literally my heart hurt because they were so inauthentic. They were so canned. They were, you know, in a box. And I thought to myself, my goodness, I can help them. I can help that entrepreneur. I can help that business person. I can help that influencer use the camera to authentically reach that person that they know they can serve. And that's where the on-camera training really came into play. So Inspired Living is a combination of really inspiring people but empowering entrepreneurs, giving them the tools and resources they need to become global influencers. That's the short version of my story.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that's awesome. That's a good way of compacting your whole life into 2 minutes.
A couple minutes, yeah.
No challenge at all there. talk to us a little bit. You see video popping up more and more, and you're right. You see some good ones, but you also see a whole lot of them that you're like, oh, please, why did you put that up?
Yes.
Just how impactful is video, though, as a business owner on the marketing, the approach of our business?
Steve, I can't even begin to tell you how important video is in growing your business. You know, everyone's online these days, and social media just continues to grow. And 8 out of 10 views online are video, believe it or not. And in 2014, they said video marketing was going to grow over 70%, and it continues to grow. Now, here's the great thing. For those of you who haven't started using video yet, or you haven't really nailed your message, or you're not getting the results you want, you're still at the beginning. There's a lot of people who aren't using video effectively. So once you learn how, you're going to be leaps and bounds ahead of those people who are just starting out. I will also say that if you're not using video, you are like you're hurting your business. You're hurting, you know, the people that you could be serving because you're not showing up. They can't find you. People are much more likely to watch video than they are to read blog posts. And for those of us who have websites, people are 70+% like it's almost like 75% more likely to stay on your website and opt in to whatever it is you're offering if you have a video. So it's no longer a maybe. You know, maybe I should think about doing this. It's an absolute must. You have to be using video if you want to grow your business. And I'm assuming that those who are listening do want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. 70% more likely for a person to opt in. I didn't know that statistic. That's pretty amazing. So if a person's getting almost no traffic, it could be just as easily the fact that they're using an old school opt-in header or what have you rather than
a video.
Yeah,
well, think about it, Steve. I mean, people want to connect with people. We are pulled a gazillion different directions right now. No one wants to opt in to one more list. I know I don't. I wake up in the morning and I end up just deleting my inbox. So how do you capture someone's attention? And besides speaking on a stage, which I love to do, and it's a great way to grow your business, you know, it takes time, money, and energy to get yourself on a stage somewhere, where video, you can shoot in your own home office, you can shoot on location, you can use your smartphone, and it instantly builds rapport. People see you, they hear you, you use your senses much more when you watch video. And the pros and cons to video is you have less than 8 seconds to grasp someone's attention and keep it, or else they're going to be off to the next video or the next thing that they're doing. So there is a strategy on how you use video, but it is a great way to authentically reach and connect with your ideal client much quicker than writing a blog post or something that's a little bit more conventional.
That makes a lot of sense. And then when you throw in on top of there the fact that somewhere in the neighborhood of 80%+ of all searches that happen on some form of a mobile device, particular statistic does actually include laptop computers, but something that you can take with you, whether it be your phone, a tablet, a laptop, you know, that means that 80% of your market is looking for something that they can connect with in a format where they're riding the train to work or on the bus, you know, going to something, or in a break, you know, in the break room or what have you. I actually heard Gary Vaynerchuk speak about the fact that when he discovers what's going to be the next trend, what he does is he actually just hangs out places where teenagers are and tries not to act too creepy doing it. You know, he says that all you have to do is just look at what the teens are doing to get an idea of what everybody is going to be doing in the near future. And, you know, having a 16-year-old daughter that lives here at home, I can tell you that, you know, 5 minutes away from her, you know, phone or iPod or things like that is just about a near-death experience for her. You know?
Yeah, well, it's crazy because there are over 4 billion views just on YouTube alone every day. I mean, that's a whole lot of views. And people are searching. Oh, yeah. They want to be entertained. We want to get information quickly, and we want to move on. And yet, you know, we can capture and keep someone's attention as well. And I do talk about with the videos how we use them and, you know, how to bring people in through your funnel. But, you know, people want access to quick information. The great thing about the internet, Steve, is that you can find anything. The bad thing is that you can find anything, right? I mean, everything is out there, and yet if you are a speaker, a coach, an author, an expert in your field, how are they finding you, right? If they're Googling something and they need an answer to something, where do you come up? Do you come up, right? So I see so many people struggle with being the best-kept secret, and they don't have to be. And that's why I love, love, love what I do.
I like that. Yeah, so don't be the best kept secret. Be the widest distributed secret, not secret, I guess, if you're going to be widely distributed in the world.
Right.
I mean, share yourself with it. I hope already that you have already, as you're listening, embraced the fact that video isn't maybe impactful, but it will be enormously impactful to the marketing and the approach of your business to the people that you want to do business with online. So you think about that. Do listen to the commercials, but we know you're going to be thinking about something else anyway, so let's control what you're thinking about during the commercial, and let's think about how impactful and how can you use video to increase the effectiveness of your company online. And we'll be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose. The world needs you, and we want to help. I work with my wife, Kathy, and together we form the business development super team, Thrive Business Development. We are here to provide you with well-researched business strategies and empowered step-by-step courageous coaching to help you avoid overwhelm and break through to the next level of your business. Just for listening to the show, we want to give you a free gift. All you have to do is email steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. We will help you get a free gift and access to specials from all of our guests. That's steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. Let us help you be a thriving entrepreneur today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm here with Carrie Murphy, and we are talking today about dynamically increasing your online presence by using video for your business. So hopefully in the last segment, we helped you feel like you just really want to do video. But let's be honest, I talked about it in my intro. There's a lot of you that even though you know video is going to be a good thing for your business, the thing that is still running through your mind is, yes, but I do not want to be on camera. So, Carrie, can you talk a little bit about what a person can do to begin to overcome that fear of being so vulnerable and being out there on camera?
Yes. First of all, I just want to say that if you have that burning in your belly, you have a tugging on your soul string that you're committed to serving people. You know that if people knew more about you, if people knew how you could help transform their lives, they would be lining up outside the door. They would be, lining up inside your inbox. And yet, there's a disconnect between reaching those people. I really see that as your destiny. Like, that is your purpose. And so using video is just a conduit to reach those people, like the telephone or, like Facebook. I mean, we're just trying to get you to reach more people so you can serve more, right? So when you think about video, I hear all the time, Carrie, I can't use video yet. I need to lose 10 pounds. I don't like my voice. I don't like the way I look. My website's not up yet, or it's not the way I want it. Lots of reasons to hide. And I often go back to Oprah, and I think we all know who she is, right? And she shares very openly that she is, she has body issues. And I remember, Steve, when she actually came out on her show and started talking about it. And then she took everyone through her dieting and her fitness craze. And her company grew. Her influence grew overnight. You know why? Because people said she's real. People said, oh, my God, if Oprah struggles with that, I struggle with that too. People don't want you to be perfect. They want you to be human. People want to relate to you. And if you're constantly worried about yourself, well, you're doing a huge disservice. And I always say the P in perfection stands for poison. It's poisonous to you. It's poisonous to your business. It's poisonous to the people that you're trying to serve, because there's no such thing as perfection. So first of all, I don't care where you're at, what you look like. Think about all the influencers in the world, and are they, quote, beautiful? Are they supermodels? Are they, come on. Like, you are 1 in 7 billion. You are a true gift on this planet. And your service, you serving others, is not about you. So first of all, I'm going to lovingly say you need to get over yourself, because if you are worried about you, then you're not reaching the people you need to serve. And that's why you're here. So I want you to get really connected to the people that you're reaching. And Steve, the biggest, another thing that I hear is, I reach everybody. And the minute they press record, they first of all go into a persona that is not congruent and authentic with who they are, because they are so worried about being liked. They're so worried about being accepted. They're worried about being judged, and I get it. I've been on camera my whole life, and I still struggle with that. So I hear you, and I'm with you, but here's the thing. When you know who you're speaking to, and here's a tip, when you're on camera, you are speaking to one person. You are not speaking to millions. I mean, unless you have, you know, kittens, puppies, and babies, you're probably not going to get all the views that you want anyway. So I want you to focus on the one person who is going through a challenge, a pain. They see a possibility that you can help them with that only you can do, and talk to that person like you're talking to your best friend, your favorite client, you know, someone you just hung up with on the phone, and stop worrying about yourself. Stop worrying about having every word right. Never, ever script what you're going to say on camera. I teach you how to format that is different than scripting. But you wouldn't get on a conversation with a friend or a client and read a script, you know. And if you do, you know, the conversation probably doesn't go as well because you're not being truly authentic and in the moment. And so getting over yourself, connecting to one person, and knowing that you're on purpose. And when you, anything that you do takes practice. So you need to do video on a regular basis to get good at it, just like anything else in our life, right? I mean, you don't do anything for the first time and go, okay, bada bing, bada boom, I am an expert. You got to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And the better, you're going to get better and better the more you do it. And there's so many more things I can say about that. But the PN perfection is poisonous. And you are amazing. You are a gift on this planet. And if you have that urge to serve more people, to get out there bigger, then it truly is your calling. And you need to step up. And don't be afraid to be imperfect. You know, because we all are. And that's what makes us relatable, right? I mean, Steve, come on. How many times have you watched a video where you watch someone and they look like just a talking head? They're smiling. They're saying every sentence perfectly, right? I mean, we don't connect with those people. You know, and then you look like you know, there's other people out there that mess up or maybe don't have the greatest lighting or whatever it is, but they are speaking from their heart, and you know it. And the biggest compliment I can get or one of my clients can get is, Carrie, I was watching your video, and dang it, stop talking to me. Like, I feel like you're talking to me. That is the greatest compliment, because that's that one person I'm trying to reach.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's worth it repeating. You know, I say it all the time, but it is so true. You were created for a purpose. God put you on this planet with a very specific impact, reason, purpose on mind. There are no people that exist on this planet that are an accident. God spent the exact second that it takes for the two people that are your birth father and your birth mother to get together in the exact millisecond that it took for you to be you, because God wanted you on this planet. Some of us have great parents. Some people did not have good parents. Some people don't even know their birth parents. And the whole reason for that is because it took those two specific people at exactly that specific moment for you to exist. So you're wanted, you're needed on this planet, and the way you look, the way you talk, all of those things are done on purpose long before you ever came into existence. So share it. The world needs you. I just can't express that enough.
Yes, I agree. I say it all the time.
I want to get to the place where when I say it, people roll their eyes like when I say stuff to my kids, you know.
We know.
Yeah. I'm uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose. That's what you need to get. When you get to the point where you have internalized that message so much that you're writing me emails and saying, Steve, can you tell me something else about me other than that I'm uniquely brilliant? Then I'll probably say it just about as much. Then I'll know that I'm starting to make a dent. I think that's a great tip for beginners, though, is the best thing that you can do to begin using video in your business is to begin using video in your business. You know, don't hide who you are. And to steal a phrase from Lisa Nichols, you need to press pause on the negative and press play on the positive. And really start running the things in your mind that are upbuilding to yourself, that are positive and impactful to who you are, as opposed to the things that you say to yourself that don't do you any good. Pointing out your flaws to yourself are not making you a better person. There may have been people in your life who, in the most loving way, their intention, they brought up some things that made you feel less than your best. Sometimes our parents do that unwittingly. Sometimes they do it on purpose. The point is that I have never met a person who was like, oh, yeah, you know, this is me. Look at me. I'm absolutely perfect. I have the exact facial structure that I want. My hair. It's hilarious to me, Terry, because every woman I've ever met, if she has curly hair, she wishes it was straight. If she has straight hair, she wishes it was curly. You know, if it's long, she wants it short. If it's short, she wants it long. You know what I mean? And we're so hard on ourselves.
We are.
Rather than realizing that, you know, this is who I am and this is what I need to present to the world. I just really appreciate you bringing that up because I think that's so important that people really embrace that they need to just start. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Steve, real quick, I want to just give another tip for those people that are starting out is to go back to, you know, the why of your video, the why of what you do, the why of the people of who you're trying to reach. When we start videos and we're all about ourselves, so for example, if I was press record and I was going to say, hi, I'm Carrie Murphy, CEO of Inspired Living, and, you know, I'm already people don't care because either they don't know who I am or they don't have time to continue watching. And that voice, right? You're not a host for your show. I've done a lot of TV hosting, and that is a persona. That is a version of me. It's me, but it's definitely a persona of me. When I'm doing my Inspired Living videos, my voice is just like it is right now. I am talking to Steve. I'm talking to the person, you know, that I'm just really wanting to reach. And so remember, you're not a TV host for your brand. You are a conduit to reach the people who need you and start with why they should watch. So I might say something when I start a video that is, you know, are you so tired of feeling like the best kept secret? You know that you are destined to reach more people and serve more people and you want to and you just don't know how, right? Hi, I'm Carrie Murphy. And then I would go into who I am and then I would tell them what they're going to learn. And that is, I see so few people doing that well. I see a lot of people trying to use that format. And it sounds canned and rehearsed. So if you go back again to who's my ideal client, what are they struggling with right now that I'm going to help them in this video, don't be afraid to share and don't be afraid to be vulnerable and tell them, you know, this is something I struggle with or I completely understand where you're at. But when you address their pain first, when you address the why first, you can hook them in and get them to keep watching much quicker than if you started with a whole diatribe about you and who you are and what you do. No one cares about what you do until they know how you can help them.
That is so true. I've said it before. I'll say it again. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's a great
place
for us to lead into the next commercial, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hi, Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose. The world needs you, and we want to help. I work with my wife, Kathy, and together we form the business development super team, Thrive Business Development. We are here to provide you with well-researched business strategies and empowered, step-by-step, courageous coaching to help you avoid overwhelm and break through to the next level of your business. Just for listening to the show, we want to give you a free gift. All you have to do is email Steve at wehelpyouthrive.com. We will help you get a free gift and access to specials from all of our guests. That's Steve at wehelpyouthrive.com. Let us help you be a thriving entrepreneur today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Carrie Murphy, and we are talking about the use of video for increasing the availability and the effectiveness of your business. We have given you some great information, and I hope that you are inspired and that you really realize just how impactful you are, how important you are, and how needed you are. So now let's dig into some of the nitty-gritty of what a person can do and talk to you about some of the technical things that you can do and help you see that it's really not that mysterious. You know, you don't need to have a great big giant camera like you maybe have seen on TV in order to be able to do a good video. So, Carrie, can you give us some ideas of some of those kind of things that a person needs or should get?
Oh, sure, Steve. And you know what? That's one thing I love about technology, love and hate. It's a love-hate relationship, is that it is constantly changing. So even what I use now, you know, it's outdated within months, and there are so many things that you can now get that are small, compact, easy to travel with. I mean, really, there's no excuse when it comes to doing video. You can go into Best Buy, get on Amazon, and you can get everything that you need, and it's not expensive. If you're someone who really just is going to shoot videos out of your home, and we all have smartphones nowadays, they have great cameras on them, a lot of them, you know, you don't need a lot of gear. But to look like an expert, and please, I beg you, please look like an expert. Like, if you're going to show up and say, I can help you get from A to B, and, you know, you're a professional, please look like a professional. And what I mean by that is make sure you have great sound. You know, how many times have you watched a video where someone is, like, on their sofa, it's dark, they're, you know, they're squished down, you know, maybe they have a sock or laundry in the background, or there's a bathroom door open. I mean, be aware of your environment. And if you're shooting videos at home, which I think is fantastic, like, create a little set for yourself. What is your brand? Who do you want to represent? Going back to who you're committed to being. Inspired living, you know, I'm business glam. I grew up in entertainment, so I love kind of bigger hair and my lashes and my hoops. Like, there's just no way around it. That's who Carrie Murphy is. And I wouldn't pretend to be anything else. So know your personal style. Create a little, you know, vignette, a little studio in your home that's not cluttered. We want to focus on you in the video. We don't want to be looking at a frame or a piece of art or something that's distracting. And lighting. You know, get a lighting kit that's super, you can get on Amazon. There's three-point lighting kits. But nowadays, you can get little teeny, oh gosh, I'm having a total brain lapse right now, but you can get little iridescent, like tiny lights that you just hook onto your camera, hook onto your tripod that give you amazing light. And you can get microphones that easily plug into your smartphone or your computer that make you sound crisp and clear. And when it comes to lighting, you always want light in front of you. So if you have a window in your room, you want that to be on your face. You always want the light in front of you. You never want the lighting behind you. And those are just a few little technical things. But you want to make sure that your lighting and sound are good. Because if those two things are good, then everything else is going to be just fine. And then, again, start with that why of why they should watch this video? What are you going to cover? What point are you hitting with them? And keep it simple. Keep it really, please do not try to go into a 30-minute video, you know, for your opt-in page or for your, you know, social media videos. They should be short and to the point. I would say under 90 seconds. And Steve, when I work with people, I teach four types of videos. I'm going to go through them really quick if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so on your homepage, when someone finally finds you, and your website I consider is like your home online, and so when I finally go to your homepage, I've arrived at your front door, and I've done it, you know, do I look around, do I come in, do I leave, is it scary, you know, so how are you inviting me in? And that positioning video is usually what's going to get me inside your door, and that, again, it should be, and that's what we shoot in my training, it should be, I think, in studio, or it should be highly produced. It should look really good because this is my first impression of you. And it's all about me, right, me being your client. So why I'm on your site, what you do, how you do it, and the next step I should take. Every single video, write this down, every single video should have a call to action. People will not do anything unless you tell them what to do next. So where am I going next? What do you want me to do? I just fell in love with your video. I think you're awesome. Is it a free offer? Is it a call? Do you want me to comment? Like, tell me what you want me to do. So that's the format for the positioning video. And then there's promotional videos. Those videos we see a lot. But please don't promote to me until you have built a relationship with me. And that's where doing videos on a regular basis really helps. My inspired living interviews, my weekly videos, you know, I don't make money on those. Those are all about brand and positioning, and yet I get a lot of clients from those because I'm building relationships. I'm connecting with my clients. So how can you do that? And then promotional videos are great. You can use them in lots of different ways, but you're trying to enroll them into a program, a service, something that you offer. The other type of video that I absolutely love is personality videos, and those are so easy to shoot. You can shoot them. They don't actually – those are your most imperfect videos. You're at an event. You're doing something fun. You're hanging out with a client. You're doing a VIP day. You're speaking on stage. You're behind the scenes. You pull out your smartphone and do some behind-the-scenes fun little stuff. You show a side of you that people don't get to see on a regular basis. You're also sharing something about you that they may not know. People want to know you before they decide to invest in you. So if you're only putting out, "Hi, I'm Carrie and I'm an expert," like they're gonna admire you, but they won't work with you. So show them who you are without getting too into the weeds. Like, please, I don't need to know everything about you. Like, let's keep some of it behind, you know, behind closed doors. And then the last type of video that I teach is product video. For example, my on-camera training, I have an online course that I do, and I use video to teach that. So there's so many ways you can use video to grow your brand, your exposure, your income, and it's not just about shooting one video for your website and saying, "I'm done," right? It's really having a strategy around how you're going to use video to reach your ideal client. You can serve more, make more, be more.
That's really important. So give us the four types again. There is
positioning. Yep, the positioning video, and that's the video on the homepage of your website, your welcome video. There's your promotional videos that you will use on an opt-in page, or for a product launch, or maybe you're going to use it for a Facebook ad. Those sorts of things. Those are promotional videos. There's personality videos. That is your behind the scenes. And it's not always about your business. I want to go back to Oprah or Ellen or people, you know, that you really look up to. I'm a huge Richard Branson fan. You know, how do they talk on camera? Do they ever share inside, you know, tips about what they're going through? Are they vulnerable? Those personality videos is where you're really going to grow your tribe, okay? And then product videos. How can you use videos as a product? Maybe it's a four-part video series. Maybe it's part of your opt-in. Maybe it's a product that you launch online. Online training is huge. So there are so many ways to use video to reach your clients.
Okay. So with those four types of videos, do they all have a commonality of, like, key things that each one of them should have in them, or do each of the four of those have very different formats?
You know what, Steve, they have similar formats. They all start with addressing the why first and going back to, you know, what is the pain, problem, or possibility that I'm addressing up front? It doesn't always have to be, you know, are you broke and bankrupt? No, it can be, you know what, do you want to wake up every day, feel inspired and excited to do the work that you feel called to do? That's possibility, right? So look at how you want to address that why in the beginning. At every single video, you do address the why first. It's always about them. Excuse me, it's not about you. Except maybe in personality videos. You can be like, hey, you know, I'm here with my client and we're having such a great time and, you know, what are you learning? Or, and by the way, video testimonials is also a product video. You want to be getting video testimonials of your clients as much as possible. When you're doing a live event, you know, you want to capture yourself speaking. I cannot tell you, sorry, Steve, little tangent, because I run conferences and I run live events, how many speaker submissions I get, and no one has any video of them speaking. How am I going to bring you on my stage and bring you in front of my community if I don't know that you're a good speaker, right? So please make sure now, you know, that you are starting to get video of your speaking, get video testimonials from your clients. It's much more real when you see them on video than just seeing a text testimonial online.
Absolutely. Well, in point of fact, I encourage people, you know, audio record, video record, record, capture the things you're doing, your sessions with your clients, your live speaking engagements, one-on-one times, you know, even when you're brainstorming with your team, get that stuff recorded, because there are gems in there that may be the largest money maker you're ever going to make with your company. And if you don't have it captured, if it's not on video or audio, if it's just written down based on how somebody thinks they heard you say it, it loses that impact and could even lose that great idea. It is such a great way to build income for your company and do it residually, you know, ongoingly over and over and over again by just simply taking something that you said in an inspired moment in a speech or with a client one-on-one and re-releasing that to the public so that they too can learn from something. You know, I'll tell you, the intro says I'm a third-generation minister, so obviously I've been around some pastors. Every pastor that I know will tell you that there comes a point in some sermons, not all of them, but in some sermons where the Spirit takes you and you go someplace you didn't even really totally know that you were going to go, let alone may not even really understood what you were saying until you are actually speaking it. And you don't want to have to try to rely on your memory for what you think you said. You want to capture those moments because those inspirations are so impactful, not only to yourself, but to the world. And they really do need that.
Oh, Steve, so such a good point. And I am a complete advocate of leverage. Like, it's one of my favorite words. And creating ways for you to create income, you know, when you're not working, right? I mean, we need to look at how we cannot trade time for dollars and really create that residual income. And so, for example, one of the things that I did that was like an aha moment is I've been doing my two-day on-camera trainings now for 2 to 3 years. And not everyone can come, you know, they're not able to attend. And so I decided to do an online training. And let's do that. Let's do 10 modules. So for people who, you know, can't come or can't travel, they can learn this great information and content. I shot the 10 modules, which was work. I'm not going to lie. It took some work to do. But now it's done. And it, you know, it created an additional, you know, six-figure revenue stream for me. It's also, you know, evergreen. It's done. You know, sure, do I want to go back and redo some things? Absolutely. But just look at that. I took something that I did live, and I also recorded my live training, and we put in bits of that throughout the online training. You can actually see a live event. I mean, it's so genius, because now I'm leveraging my time so much better, and I'm allowing more people to get the information that I know into their mind, body, and soul. So where can you do that? Where is something that maybe you do one-on-one coaching only? You know, how can you take your program, your system, the way you do things, and break it down into a training that you can then monetize online. And I think video is a great way to do that. Audio is great too. But there's now so many ways to capture your genius and share it. And that is what I love about this digital age. It really is a global economy. I have clients all over the world because of this great thing called the internet.
Yeah. So, you know, let's really embrace that. Let's just set aside the doubts and really embrace I am. Say it to yourself. Say it over and over through the commercial break. I am going to embrace my presence online. I'm going to put myself out there on video. Just keep saying it over again. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the leap of faith. I'm going to step out, and I'm going to do it. Just say that over and over and over to yourself while you listen to this next commercial.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose. The world needs you, and we want to help. I work with my wife, Kathy, and together we form the business development super team, Thrive Business Development. We are here to provide you with well-researched business strategies and empowered, step-by-step, courageous coaching to help you avoid overwhelm and break through to the next level of your business. Just for listening to the show, we want to give you a free gift. All you have to do is email Steve at wehelpyouthrive.com. We will help you get a free gift and access to specials from all of our guests. That's Steve at wehelpyouthrive.com. Let us help you be a thriving entrepreneur today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve. I'm here with Carrie Murphy, and we have been talking all hour about how you can use video to dynamically increase your online presence and to promote your company. Carrie, you've given us such great insight and so many good tips today, and I'm sure that there are people that are going to want to connect with you and do more with you. Can you tell them a little bit about the things you've got going on and how they could work with you?
Oh, sure, Steve. Yes. If you happen to be in the Portland area this week and would like to come and attend a workshop that my team and I are doing, we're talking about how to ignite your brand. And I have Kelly Day, who is a local media personality and journalist. She's amazing. She's going to be talking about how to really get media appearances. I know so many people, they want to be seen as that local expert. How in the world do you actually reach out and get booked for media appearances? My brand and marketing expert, Lacey Dion, is going to be there to talk about how to really build a brand and some tips from, you know, your Fortune 500 companies that we as small businesses can use and implement. And then, of course, I will be talking about video and how to really write scripts that sell and how to authentically connect. So that is taking place in Portland this week, Thursday the 26th. You can go to IgniteYourBrandWorkshop.com. Again, that is IgniteYourBrandWorkshop.com for all that great information. And then, you know, if you can't attend that, or maybe you're outside of the area, you can go to inspiredliving.tv and find out more about what I do. And if you have a question, if you want to learn more about the on-camera training that we offer, you know, we'd love to talk to you and see how we can serve you. And we're not about selling. We're really about making sure that you are truly going out into the world, reaching people at your best and highest use possible. And I encourage you to just email us directly at hello@inspiredliving.tv. Hello@inspiredliving.tv. We would love nothing more than the opportunity to talk to you personally and connect with you and see how we might help you reach your goals.
So that's hello@inspiredliving.tv. And if you happen to be in the Portland area this week, it's IgniteYourBrandWorkshop.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. I hope a lot of you will just check Carrie out, because it's something that you'll be glad you did. So, Carrie, we've got a last little bit here to help people out. One of the questions I had for you was, where's the best place to post the videos once I've done them? Should they be out on YouTube? Should they be just on my website? Where's the best place to put them?
Well, they should be everywhere. The great thing I love about shooting a video is that you can use it in so many different ways. So, for example, I shoot weekly Inspired Living videos. Or let me say, I try to shoot weekly Inspired Living videos. So let's say we shoot a video for your blog, you know, for your list, for your email list. You shoot that video. You have to put it up on YouTube, so you're building your channel. Everybody should have a YouTube channel. YouTube is the second largest search engine outside of Google. Google, of course, owns YouTube. And most people, when they Google something, they're Googling how to, blah, 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 blah. So when you're thinking about your titles, not everything needs to be a how-to title, but think about your expertise and how you can create a title that people, it's a result to their problem. Because that's what's going to pop up when they're searching. Not your name, because they don't know who you are yet, or they might not know what you offer or how you help them. So always go back to the result and use that as your title. Okay, so you're going to put that video up on YouTube. You're then going to put it on your website as a blog post. Okay, you're going to have a link back to your YouTube channel where they can watch it, but you're going to embed it in. I know I'm getting a little technical here. It's not hard, I promise. But if I can do it, you can do it. You're going to embed it on your website. You're going to post it on your social media. And we have lots of social media, right? We have LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Vine, Instagram. I mean, there's so many different platforms. You can take one video, create blog posts out of it, create audio out of it, you know, create blog posts out of it. So look at how you can strategically use one video across multiple platforms. That is juicy stuff, because that's where you start reaching more and more people. So it's not, oh, I'm just going to put my videos up on YouTube. That is one channel, right? We want to create multiple channels to showcase your videos so more people can find you and more people can work with you and more people can get the results they need.
That's great. I appreciate that. So, Carrie, what's people are now inspired. They've decided to step out from their fear and into encouragement. What's a couple of things that they could do right now, this week, to start using impactful videos to promote their company and for their company?
I would just say, you know, get out your smartphone. Just start shooting videos. And the personality videos, they don't have to be perfect. They're more on location, behind the scenes. I'm running on the beach. Well, maybe not in Oregon, but, you know, whatever you're doing. I think whatever, the fear of something is always worse than a doing of something, right? So if you're sitting here going, oh, my gosh, I'm just so fearful of this camera, or you might be a great speaker and you feel like that doesn't transcend, I want you to get out your smartphone, and I just want you to speak to one person, heart to heart, soul to soul, right? And just talk into the camera like you're talking to your best friend or client and post it. And just start posting. Anybody can do it. You don't have to be, don't try to be perfect, right? Just start with the why and just speak authentically. And do it this week. Do one short video. And you'll find, okay, I can do this. right? And then we can get into the positioning videos. We can get into the promotional and product videos. If you need help, please reach out to me. I am more than happy. You know, I'm on Facebook. I'm there all the time. You can go to my Carrie Murphy page on Facebook. You know, ask me questions. We have a forum online, too, where people ask video questions, and my team and I are there to support you. So there's lots of resources for you. Just get started. Do it. You can. I know you can.
Absolutely. To steal the phrase from Nike, just do it. I mean, it's simply that easy. For those of you that didn't have a pen or you're listening on your smartphone while you're riding to work or whatever, if you go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio, we will have this whole entire time that Carrie and I have spent together right there. We'll have in that all of the links to all of Carrie's stuff, to the workshop, to her email address, to inspiredliving.tv, all of those kind of things so that you can connect with Carrie, ask her questions. I know, because like I said, I've seen both Maya and Kathy work with her, that that she's really good at answering questions and helping people out. I really encourage you to do that. Carrie, is there one more thing that a person should do or think about doing that they could do immediately?
You know, I'm just going to go back to what I said at the beginning of the call, that stop waiting for things to be perfect. There's a great quote that is, there's no such thing as perfect timing. There's timing that you decide is perfect. And you're on this call, you're listening for, you know, to this show for a reason, and your time is now. People are looking for you right now. So don't be afraid to play a little bigger. And people say, well, Carrie, you know, what about, like, there's other people that talk about what I do, or there's other experts that are doing what I'm doing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There are 7 billion people in the world, right? There is more than enough for all of us. And some people are going to connect with you in a way that they will only connect with you, but they can't do that if you don't give them a chance. So go out there, start shooting video, play a little bit bigger, because I know that you want to serve more people, and that's exactly how you're going to do it.
Remember that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. You're here for a reason. Fulfill that purpose. Carrie, thank you so much for being on the show today. I've had a great time talking about both some technical stuff as well as some practical things. Thank you for helping me to be real and share my story with the struggles I've had. I really appreciate you being here today.
Oh, thank you from the bottom of my heart for having me. It's my privilege and honor to be on this show with you, and I hope that at least one person is going to go out there and use video and reach more people. So thank you.
Thank you so much. As I said, remember, you're uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose. The world needs you. And I just encourage you to shine that this week. Feel free to listen to this audio over and over again. You can hear all of our episodes at wehelpyouthrive.com/radio. We will look forward to talking to you next time. Until then, have a great day and thrive. Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose. The world needs you, and we want to help. I work with my wife, Kathy, and together we form the business development super team, Thrive Business Development. We are here to provide you with well-researched business strategies and empowered, step-by-step, courageous coaching to help you avoid overwhelm and break through to the next level of your business. Just for listening to the show, we want to give you a free gift. All you have to do is email steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. We will help you get a free gift and access to specials from all of our guests. That's steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. Let us help you be a thriving entrepreneur today.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur Today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.